starring June Lockhart, Hugh Riley, John Provost as Timmy, and, of course, Lassie.
There it is, Lassie. See, that's me, and that's you. How do you like it? Now let's bury the bone. Okay, let's cover it up. Lassie, now this is our secret special place, and no one else's. And we have to take a vow to promise that we won't tell anyone else about this place. Give me your paw. Now we swear never to tell a soul about this place. You swear? Come on, Lassie. We better get home. Dad's probably ready to go to market.
Now, Timmy, I want you to stay right with me at the market while I sell this produce. Might as well start learning the business end of farming while we're at it.
Is it okay if I ask questions?
Well, suppose you just keep your ears and eyes open for the first time. You can save your questions for on the way home, huh?
You mean you don't want me to talk at all while we're there?
Well, let's try anyway, shall we?
Okay, Dad.
Good to see you again.
Mike, I'd like you to meet my son, Timmy. Timmy, this is Mr. Mike Finch.
How do you do, Mr. Finch?
Heard a lot about you from your father, Timmy. You here to help out?
Mostly by keeping quiet, I guess.
I told him the best way to learn is to watch and listen. And if the crops go on being as good as they've been this year, we'll be needing even more of his help.
It's Scratch. Our unofficial mascot. He has the run of the place.
Go ahead and play with him if you want to. We'll be busy for a while. But don't go too far away. Have fun.
Come on. Let's get the truck unloaded, huh?
Bye.
Here, Paul.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, Timmy, did you learn anything about the world of finance?
What? Oh, I see. Well, the ban is off.
No.
What'd you learn?
A little. If you ask something that someone wants, they'll pay you for it.
Well, that's the first rule. Thanks, Mike. We'll be seeing you soon, huh?
Right.
Well, come on, let's get Lassie and get started home, huh?
Lassie! 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 Where you been? Where's Lassie? Lassie does that. She wants me to follow her.
Let's go. I think he's trying to tell us that Lassie is in one of the vans that just left here.
No, Dad. Lassie.
Try and get some sleep, dear, and don't worry. Everything's going to be all right.
Look, Timmy, all those truck terminals have gotten my telegrams by now, and as soon as one of the trucks arrives with Lassie, she'll be shipped right home, COD. Good night, Timmy.
Night, Dad.
Night, dear.
Night, Mom.
You hear that?
Hear what? I don't hear nothing.
Dog barking. Sounds like it's coming from the van.
By gosh, it does. Hey, look.
Well, anyway, I'm not hearing things.
Stop and eat, don't they? And they always read newspapers too, don't they?
Yes, but I'm afraid the Calverton Chronicle just doesn't have a wide enough circulation to reach them. But it's a good human interest story, all right. If I could just get one of the nationwide news services to pick it up, they just might go for it. It'd reach all the big papers. Might even make the radio newscasters. Mary, would you mind getting me the National News Service in Chicago, please?
Highways, a small country boy's collie dog is possibly locked in the trailer of one of the interstate vans that left Capital City 2 days ago. It's likely the driver has no idea the pet is locked inside.
That sounds like us.
Fate takes the animal further from home.
Maybe we better check.
Can only hope that his dog...
Dog must be half-starved.
Come here, boy. I won't hurt you. Come on.
Hey, come back here.
That dog, we'd never catch it.
Yeah, guess the best thing we can do is phone back to Central Market the first chance we get.
Yeah, come on, let's get back to the van.
There's nothing much I can say. Yeah, thanks for phoning and telling me about it. Bye.
Well, two truck drivers heard the radio broadcast. They phoned into Central Market, said that Lassie was in the van.
She's all right, isn't she?
She was when they found her, but she panicked and she jumped out of the truck. And she ran into the woods and they couldn't catch her.
Oh, no.
Man said that it happened near a town called Lexington. That's about, 650 miles northwest of here.
Isn't there something we can do?
Ruth, she's 650 miles away from home.
Well, couldn't we put a notice in the Lexington paper? You know, in the lost and found.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's worth a try.
Mom! Dad, you know what I did?
Hello, dear.
Hi, Mom. Well, right after school, I went down to see Mr. Dash with the Chronicle. And you know what he said? He said that the story about Lassie was broadcast on the radio. That means someone's probably found her and will be sending her home before we know it.
Yeah, Timmy, we know about the broadcast.
I guess everyone does. And you know what else I did? I bought Lassie a coming home present. How do you like it? Bet Lassie will have fun with this. Look, his eyes close. Boy, you sure are cute.